Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
As a performer, this was probably one of the most embarrassing things that could have happened. It's B Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope. And TJ, you can kind of relate to this, what happened to Leanne Rimes.
Well, I mean, I know what it's like to be embarrassed of my smile, but I'm not anymore. However, I don't have a bridge that comes in and out of my mouth. Mine are permanently in there. However, Leanne Rimes has had a plethora of work done in her mouth, resulting in a whole front bridge. And she was singing at a casino in Vegas. Mid-song, her teeth fell out right on stage. And she said, I felt something pop out of my mouth. And some people may not know I've had a lot of dental surgeries, but rather than jumping off stage and canceling the show, she kind of made a swift recovery. Guys, she just tried to finish the song, pushing her teeth back into her mouth in between lines. Now, that has to be.
And you can't sing the same way you normally sing when part of your mouth is gone.
Can you imagine? She was literally pushing her teeth in while she was singing and they fell out. I mean, there's, I don't know how you would recoup from that. I would be like, goodbye. Show's over.
I think, and she handled it the right way.
She said it is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to her.
Yeah.
She admitted that's just. That's the top of the list.
At the Kelsea Ballerini show, her mic pack fell off. Something happened where she felt like she didn't perform the song well enough. I can't remember if it was her mic pack fell off or there was an outfit malfunction. But she literally was like, hey, guys, I got to do that again. Like, if that's your favorite song, I just did a terrible job. And she restarted again just from a mic malfunction, let alone your teeth popping out.
Well, mid-song.
Didn't she hop off stage for a moment and get everything fixed and then...
Yeah, but she was pushing her teeth back in while throughout the song. So I don't know if it's botched dental work. Clearly, she shouldn't be falling out while she's singing.
Right. We went down the rabbit hole of, did she have issues? And she apparently sued a dentist. She needed like 29 surgeries to fix what had happened to her.
Yeah.
And she had veneers, and the veneers, something happened with that.
Yeah.
And a lot of teeth ended up being pulled. And like, she's had a rough time of it.
29 dental surgeries. 29 and sued for malpractice. And I have a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Who had a back tooth pulled years ago. And as a result, it affected her hearing. They hit some nerve, some crazy nerve that like only, I don't know, a handful of doctors are even qualified to try to fix, and there was no guarantee. And it also affected the whole right side of her body. So she walks with a cane. She's my age.
I don't want to hear this. I'm having two teeth pulled next month.
Oh, it's fine. It's, you know, you go somewhere where you know what
that's
they're doing.
So dramatic. I mean, that's the rest of her life. She's going to be dealing with that stuff.
Yes.
Wow.
And I mean,
and I mentioned you, and you were very public about all this, how you stopped smiling.
Yeah.
Because you had a tooth missing and you were worried that people were going to see that and judge you. And, you know,
I had two, and it was a result of I had a huge vitamin deficiency I had no idea I had. Mm-hmm. And it was affecting not just my skin and my hair, but also my teeth. So by the time I found out I had it, it was too late. And so I had to have all these teeth pulled. But yeah, and then Cornerstone Dental, I had an implant, two implants done. And you would never know.
And your confidence level, I didn't know it until you brought it up that you only smiled a certain way in pictures.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want your mouth open so people could see it. Which honestly, that makes me sad. And I'm glad it's all fixed now and it's better.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But it was years of, and no, people wouldn't have known it, but my people who knew me.
But like, that was in your head. That was like every time you laughed or smiled, you were like, oh, covering and making sure people didn't see it.
Always. Because it is. It's, I don't know. It's no way it doesn't affect who you are.
Right.
There's just no way.
And then take that and put you on stage.
In front of thousands of people. And then have everybody like Billboard contacting you about comments. Can we ask you about the teeth falling out of your head incident?
Well, like, she handled it the right way. She was like, this is what happened. And she explained what happened. Like, you can't hide that.
It is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. Yeah. So please stop asking me.
It's the B Morning.
What are you driving? What are you wearing while you're driving? Are you flip-flopping, ladies? Are you sandals? Are you going barefoot? It's your B Morning Coffee Club. We're getting to the meat of the problems here in America right now. Apparently, a lot of people drive around in flip-flops this time of year.
Women's footwear does not offer many summer options. And we were speaking with someone who we work with, and she was in an accident because her flip-flop got stuck
under
the pedal.
Yeah, under the gas pedal.
Yeah, and that's one of the 50 million reasons why they tell us not to. However, you know, throw on some flip-flops, go around when it's hot out, or sandals. There's no sandal, really. It's hard to find, like, a practical footwear that looks good, that you're safe to drive in.
When I first started driving, I kept a spare pair of shoes in my car.
To drive?
Yeah, just in case.
So driving shoes.
Ava has just finished her driving lessons. I bought her one of those packages with the lessons and the five-hour course and stuff. And she was sent back into the house the first time because she wears platform Crocs or whatever that have. And she was like, they said I can't drive in these. I go, no, you can't drive in those. So it's just things that new drivers don't think about.
Right.
So now she also has driving shoes. And she's like, where's my driving shoes? I go, I love that we're calling them that. They're just flats.
Driving shoes.
But those are her driving shoes. So I never thought, yeah, keep a pair of driving shoes in there. But it's, I don't know. It's, people are nuts. I used to know someone who drove barefoot. That was crazy to me. I'm like,
that doesn't seem comfortable. Just from a comfort level.
It just would be weird.
Yeah.
It would be weird. But they take their shoes off while they're driving because it was comfortable to them. And then they would drive with bare feet.
Well, and then you don't have like the pressure around your foot to know, like, I don't know. I feel like it's harder to drive not having like the pressure around your foot, like pressing the pedals. I don't know.
Yeah. Texters are chiming in. 252-9233. I'm 6 months pregnant. My Crocs don't even fit, so I'm wearing flip-flops to drive, LOL.
Yeah. I mean, you do what you got to do. People every day. Hundreds of thousands of millions of people drive in flip-flops all the time, every day.
By the way, ladies, jellies seem to be back. Are you a fan of the jellies?
The jellies are everywhere. And the jellies are a direct result of why my feet are messed up.
What?
I wore jellies. Hope.
That
jellies?
Was an 80s thing. Was that part of your life?
It was my middle school years into my early high school years. Jellies were
everywhere.
It was like the only thing girls could wear in the summer. It was like, yeah, well, you're wearing jellies, right? Well, of course. Are you wearing your white ones? Are you wearing your pink ones? So my toe would stick out of the side of it. The jelly part would bust out. So I'd have a blowout on my jelly. So like it'd have this fray on the side, like fringe. It was terrible. They're awful for your feet. And I see them now hanging everywhere.
Hope, were jellies a thing in your life?
No.
No, they're just coming back.
Oh my goodness.
I was like on the tail end. I think I had a pair when I was like little, but it was not like when I was choosing what I was wearing. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm talking, I hardcore played all day in jellies.
In the jelly. They're basically just like a thick glove.
They're,
like, there's no form to them at all.
It's like there's no sole on them. Wearing plastic.
Yes.
Like a plastic jellified plastic on your foot and going, isn't that comfortable? But they're back and they're everywhere.
Are you going to buy some?
From Walmart to the higher end.
Are you getting some for old time's sake?
No way.
No way. You're done with
that. I can't imagine learning to.
4th of July right around the corner. If you're throwing a party, how much do you think it's going to cost? Did you be more in a coffee club? Billy, TJ, and Hope, there's a report that just came out, a survey. This is from the American Farm Bureau. So before people start shooting bullets at me and you and us in the studio, these numbers came from the American Farm Bureau. Nationwide, 10 guests. They take a stab. TJ, how much do you think it would cost to feed 10 people?
$200.
Hope?
I'm going to go with $120.
So they're saying nationwide, 10 guests, about $71. That seems a little low to me. Are you just serving hot dogs?
Maybe.
With no bun?
Yeah.
And potato salad and tap water?
Yeah.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like, I want to see what the list of food that's included here. But they're saying the national average is about $70. In New York, it's actually about $58. Food's a little bit cheaper here.
Okay. Yeah, that's a...
Again, don't shoot at me. Give me that look.
It's like...
That's the American Farm Bureau.
Jello for dessert, nothing to drink, you know?
Okay, if we're throwing a 4th of July party on a budget, what are we serving?
Oh,
Jello?
My God.
Jello would be a great place to
Jello's
start. You can make
cheap.
Bucks of that stuff.
You can buy one thing of lemonade and probably like powdered lemonade.
Yep.
And so
hot dogs,
$3.
I'd go hot dogs and the cheap like Oscar Mayer hot dogs, because you could get like 8 of those for like $4.
Oh, right? You can get 8 of them for $1 if you go with just the beef franks.
Go for the beef franks.
I don't know why you're looking at me like I know the price of meat. I'm not buying uncooked meat.
For those who don't know, you only bought meat for the first time like last week.
Yeah, like when we were at the Finger Lakes Country Music Festival, I bought frozen beef burger patties. It was the first time I'd ever bought frozen beef. And then I also bought frozen chicken. I didn't cook either of them, but I bought them.
I don't know how you got this far in life without buying, unless you're completely vegetarian. And you're not vegetarian.
I was vegetarian for 4 years.
Okay.
And then my doctor told me I was eating too much cheese. So... I reverted back to eating meat to balance out my protein intake.
Were you only eating cheese?
I was consuming an unhealthy amount of cheese.
All right.
Everyone was like, oh my God, I bet you've lost so much weight. I gained so much weight being a vegetarian. No, you don't want to know what's vegetarian? Ice cream and french fries.
Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. Billy, TJ, Hope, do you guys eat onions?
I do.
I don't eat them individually like Shrek the Ogre does, but I do add them to things.
That was going to be my question. We all, I think most of us, will chop them up, put them on a sandwich,
a
put them in a soup.
Caramelized onions on something. Mm.
Little
chef's kiss.
Hamburger. There's a thing going around on TikTok where people are eating raw onions, like an apple, just biting into it. I would have said that is fake. Nobody does that. But my wife will sit down and eat an onion, just chop it up and
put a little salt and pepper on it. Oh,
and then I stay on the other side of the house for a couple hours because her breath is nasty after that. It is. I don't know how she does it. Like, I like a little bit of onion for a little bit of taste on a burger or something. But to sit down and eat one, just
the
just,
garden onions, you know, the bulbs that come up that you can cut and their stalks.
They're pretty mild.
And not the big, the smaller they are, the more potent they are. So I know that we went through a period of time where my husband was gardening and had all of these onions. And so every time we sat down for a meal, he would bring like a cup filled with cold water. He had just washed those. They're in the water. You pick them up, put salt and pepper on them, and we're all eating them. And I'm like, we must all just stink awful. And he'll also open up garlic and just eat the cloves. He'll just like...
Aren't you supposed to, like, one clove is enough for, like, an entire dish?
He'll just, like...
Pretty much.
And straight up ginger. He'll cut a piece of ginger. So, I don't know. I think there's a lot of theories about things that are good for you, and all he has to do is catch wind of it, and he's like, I'm sure
if I Google what health benefits do eating red onions raw have, there's probably some site somewhere that's like, it'll cure cancer, it'll get rid of the bunions on your feet.
One day I came home and my whole house smelled like an armpit, and I was like, what's going on? And the kids were young, and we had the flu. All of us had the flu, and it was just running through the house. Steve went, bought a bag of onions, chopped them all up, and left them laying around the house because they're supposed to absorb, cut them in half and set them around. It's supposed to absorb these germs.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, it's absorbing something, but it reeks. There's no way.
Well, we know one thing. There's no vampires in your house. I mean, none of that. Whoa. So what people over on the TikTok are doing is some people are actually like, hooking them up with some stuff. Like you take a red onion, you cut it horizontally, add some lemon juice on top, a little bit of olive oil, salt, pepper, spices. Like if you have the everything but the bagel seasoning, put that on there. Maybe a little balsamic vinegar, maybe some jalapenos for some heat, and then you just eat it.
Okay.
That's kind of like...
And it's supposed to be healthy for us? Is that why people are doing this, or are they just doing it for views?
Are they doing... Yeah, for taste. I can't imagine that it... I don't know. I can't wrap my head around eating onions as like the main thing and not as a topping.
Well, everything that they just described there could be in a salad.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically eating a salad without the lettuce and just the onions, apparently.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.